This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
We have the Germanic members of the royal family to thank for introducing the Teutonic tradition of the Christmas tree to Britain and the Empire and beyond. Queen Charlotte, the consort of George III, introduced a tree at a party she gave on Christmas Day 1800 for children from Windsor families. Within a few years, for members of the royal family at least, the rituals of today were all in place. In her journal for Christmas Eve 1832, Princess Victoria of Kent, the future queen, wrote, "We then went into the drawing room near the dining room. There were two large round tables on which were placed two trees hung with lights and sugar ornaments, all the presents being placed round the trees." By the mid-19th century, the tradition had spread from Windsor Castle to the non-royal population. In 1856, the Manchester Guardian reported that Caroline Luttrell of Somerset had been burned to death after her dress caught fire as she was lighting the tapers on her Christmas tree. So, after two centuries, how come there are no big Christmas standards about the tree? Yeah, I know.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
But that's a song about the Christmas party hop at which there just happens to be a tree present. Okay, how about...
Little Christmas tree, no one to buy you, give yourself to me. You're worth your weight in precious gold, you see. My little Christmas tree. Promise you will be nobody else's little Christmas tree. I'll make you sparkle, just you wait and see. My little Christmas tree, I'll put some tinsel in your hair, and you'll find there's a strange new change that you have never seen. I'll bring my boy a toy, he'll jump for joy to see his bright new queen. With me you will go far, I'll show Saint Nick the tree you really are. And there'll be peace on earth when Daddy lights your star. My little Christmas tree.
That's a lovely record by Nat King Cole. Do you know who wrote that song? Mickey Rooney. As in Judy and Mickey, Andy Hardy, let's do the show right here in the barn. He loved writing songs. And when he was in London to do Sugar Babies with Ann Miller, I had the pleasure of telling him how much I loved his songs. That one, alas, is a bit too particular to ever become a Yuletide perennial, and I'm not too sure about the concept of an anthropomorphized Christmas tree. After all, few of us have any qualms about tossing the tree in the trash come Twelfth Night, or even post-Boxing Day, Christmas Bank Holiday Friday. So how about this?
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe, watching the fire glow. Telling me I love you.
a lady who worked for me for 15 years. Her grandparents started the first Christmas tree farm in my New Hampshire township, and it was very successful. So every December, I took along my kids and my axe, and the former picked out their favourite tree, and I chopped it down with the latter, and we left $10 or whatever in the collection box. A great seasonal ritual. Do you know who wrote that song? Christmas Tree Farm has words and music by Taylor Swift, for all you serenade Swifties out there. Ah, but it's not really about a Christmas tree farm, is it? It's just the umpteenth song about pining for an old-fashioned home Christmas, just like the ones we used to know back in the 1940s. So what does that leave? Well, after almost two centuries, you can't see the forest of Christmas tree songs, just one lonely, solitary tree. Tannenbaum, which is German and means O fir tree. The tune goes back to the 16th century when it was known as Ich lebe hoch der Zimmermannsgeselle, or Long Live the Carpenter's Apprentice. Es lebe hoch der Zimmermannsgeselle, so hocke baut, das oben auf mein Inkam schaut. Long live that guy, long live that guy, the carpenter's apprentice. So high he builds, so high he builds. You hardly glimpse him at the top. So the only wood in the lyric were the legs of the tall stool he was working on. Aside from the tune, key elements of the text go back to the 16th century too, to a song called Ach Tannenbaum by Melchior Frank. Ach Tannenbaum is not to be confused with O Tannenbaum. Ach Tannenbaum contrasts the mercurial, flibbity-gibbity fickleness of a lover with the reliable constancy of a tree. And that's fine if you want to date a tree. And let's face it, guys, we've all known girls like that. I'm just kidding. But it's not exactly a text of general application. So two centuries ago, just in time for Christmas 1824, Ernst Anschutz, a schoolmaster in Leipzig, took a 16th century tune and an entirely unrelated 16th century lyric and decided to combine them into a 19th century blockbuster.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Wie oft hat nicht zur Wente Zeit ein Zweig von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
Ernst Anschutz's inspiration was to junk all those comparisons of the tree to your unsatisfactory sweetheart and state the obvious, that in the winter months, an evergreen tree is the only thing in sight that's verdant and blooming, and thus is a hopeful harbinger of the spring and the new life to come. And even though Herr Anschutz's lyric is devoid of anything explicitly to do with Christmas, that was just enough of a seasonal sentiment to ensure O Tannenbaum a place in the Yuletide repertoire. Ernst Anschutz was content to be a schoolteacher in Leipzig for over half a century, so he feels like the kind of guy who ought to be a one-hit wonder, one freakish one-off that caught the fancy of the public, and that's it. But in fact, some years after O Tannenbaum, he wrote another holiday hit that, at least in German-speaking countries, is almost as popular as his Ode to the Fir Tree. Alle Jahre wieder, every year again, comes the Christ child down to earth where we the masses are. Ernst Anschutz's other Christmas song. By the mid-19th century, O Tannenbaum was certainly known in the English-speaking world, but it had no English words. So in America, it became known as a great tune rather than a great song. And then the Civil War broke out. It was not popular in Maryland, especially after the riots in Baltimore in April of 1861, at which Union soldiers were killed by a mob, as were a dozen or so members of the public. A few days later, an impassioned James Ryder Randall wrote a 9-verse poem calling on Maryland to secede from the Union and join the Confederacy. And not long after that, a lady called Jenny Carey set the poem to a well-known piece of music. The song is full of references to historical figures who are now very obscure, and yet a century after it was written, it was still so popular that any number of A-list stars were happy to sing it. Bing Crosby.
Thou wilt not cower in the dust, Maryland, my Maryland. Thy beaming sword shall never rust, Maryland, my Maryland. Remember Carol's sacred trust, remember Howard's warlike thrust, and all thy slumbers with the just, Maryland, my Maryland.
Bing with the song they called the Marseillaise of the South. The lyric has a villain referred to as the despot and the tyrant. Who would that be? Well, the despot, the tyrant, is Abraham Lincoln, who 4 years later was assassinated. Nevertheless, notwithstanding that he took a bullet for his country, big shot singers still sing the original verses. Tennessee Ernie Ford.
A despot's heel is on thy shore,
Maryland, my Maryland.
His torch is at thy temple door,
Maryland.
Avenge the patriotic gore that flecked the streets of Baltimore, and be the battle queen of yore, Maryland, my Maryland. Burst the tyrant's chain,
Maryland, my Maryland.
Virginia should not call in vain. Maryland, my Maryland, she meets her sisters on the plain. Sick temper, 'tis the proud refrain that baffles minions back of Maine. Maryland, my Maryland.
And so, unlike Winter Wonderland or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, O Tannenbaum became the only Christmas song also to become the official anthem of an American state. At least until 2021, when the Maryland legislature voted to remove Maryland, My Maryland as state anthem and replace it with nothing. Although many Marylanders still know all the words. Oh, you're American, but you're not from Maryland. No problem.
Oh, my heart, I sing of thee. Michigan, my Michigan. Thy lake-bound shores I long to see. Michigan, my Michigan. From Saginaw's tall whispering pines, from Lake Superior's farthest mines, fair in the light of memory shines. Michigan, my Michigan.
That is one versatile tune. Maryland, my Maryland, Michigan, my Michigan. Oh, you're not from Maryland or Michigan. Still no problem.
Land of my birth, bright sun-kissed land. Florida, my Florida. Bladed by the Gulf and ocean grand. Florida, my Florida. Of all the states, in east or west, unto my heart thou art the best. Here may I live, here may I rest, Florida, my Florida.
Okay, Maryland, my Maryland, Michigan, my Michigan, Florida, my Florida. Anybody else want a piece of it?
You last of land, I thought the best. Tis Iowa, tis Iowa, the fairest state in all the West. Tis Iowa.
Official state anthem of, go on, take a wild guess. Okay, if I keep this up, the show's going to run till Boxing Day. However, Maryland, my Maryland is not the only connection between Christmas songs and the losing side of the American Civil War. How about this?
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Everybody! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle Bells is one of the best-known songs on the planet. It was written by James Lord Pierpont when he lived in Medford, Massachusetts, and the local lads used to race one-horse open sleighs along Salem Street. But then the Civil War came along, and Mr. Pierpont decided he took the Confederacy's side and moved south to Savannah in Georgia. Every so often I'll be being interviewed and my host will say that Jingle Bells is pretty catchy. Did that guy write anything else? And I'll flutter my eyelids demurely and reply, why yes, he wrote Strike for the South.
Strike for the South, let her name ever be the boast of the true and the brave. Let freedom's bright star still shine on her brow, and her banner the proudest still wave. Strike for the South, shall the heroes who fell in
in graves all an honored repose, while the turf on each head and the sword by each side has been stained with the blood of her foes.
The sword by each side has been stained with the blood of her foes. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way. Oh, Mr. Pierpont also wrote, "We conquer or die."
The war drum is beating, prepare for the fight. The stern bigot Northman exults in his might. Gird on your bright weapons, your foemen are nigh. And this be your watchword, we conquer or die. And this be your watchword, we conquer or die.
The stern bigot Northman exults in his might, making spirits bright. James Lord Pierpont, also the author of Our Battle Flag, which is a song not about Old Glory, the Star-Spangled Banner, but a hymn to the stars and bars, the flag of the Confederacy. You know, every other cultural artifact written by a Confederate has been cancelled, as they say, in the last 5 years, but for some reason, they are wary of cancelling Jingle Bells. Okay, Serenade is an easy listening station, so enough about the politics of the Civil War. Let's move on to the politics of revolutionary socialism.
It waved above our infant might, when all ahead seemed dark as night. It witnessed many a deed and vow. We must not change its colour now. Then raise the scarlet standard high. Beneath its folds we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and try to sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here.
The official anthem of the Labour Party. It was written by Jim Connell, a member of the Irish Republican Brotherhood from County Meath. He wanted to set it to the pro-Jacobite anthem, The White Cockade, but somebody decided they'd rather set it to a Christmas song. Could have been worse, could have been Frosty the Snowman. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. None dare call it treason. It's not treason. It's a tree song. There's a G on the end. Does anyone put any non-political lyrics to O Tannenbaum? You know, like regular boy meets girl stuff? Well, here's Jack Jones.
Two loving arms, one faithful heart, this gift of love I bring to you, a souvenir when we're apart. This gift of love, so warm and true. No gift of gold, no precious stone, but all the world is yours alone. It's all I own, it's yours alone. This gift of love I bring to you.
That's by Wally Gold and Aaron Schroeder, the guys who turned O Sole Mio into It's Now or Never.
Two loving arms, one faithful heart, this gift of love I bring to you.
Socialist Confederate fir tree into a conventional love song didn't work out quite so lucrative.
No gift of gold, no precious stone, but all the world is yours alone. It's all I own, it's yours alone. This gift of love I bring to you. Mm-hmm. to you.
In fact, an English version of the German lyric appears to have been the very last thing on anyone's mind. It came along extremely late, and no one knows who wrote it.
Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Your boughs so green. Stay bravely green in winter time. Oh, Panama. Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Remember in our gift giving and our merriment with our family and friends and loved ones the real and true meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, oh, how lovely.
Song from Me to You, Aretha Franklin, singing music by, well, who knows? Words by, who knows? But at least it's not about the American Civil War or revolutionary Marxism or the charms of Lake Superior or the Gulf of Florida. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. I always find that second line a bit distracting. How lovely are thy branches makes me think of a Tesco Express or Costa or some such. If you're listening to this on Christmas Eve, 5 minutes before Tesco closes early and hoping there's one last tinned Christmas pudding at the back of the shelf behind the Pop-Tarts, or maybe you're at Costa nursing a lukewarm macchiato because you've missed the last bus and there won't be another till after Boxing Day. Well, I hope thy respective branches are truly lovely.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and created for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.